We're heading across to North Brisbane, where our whānau Māori have built more than just a gym, they've built a village. And today we are joined by the gym owner, Steve Bell, who himself is from Maniapoto and Te Kahungunu, and this space has become something of a cultural home base for our whānau living in Brisbane. Members there train hard, they speak te reo, they learn waiata and haka on the weekends and look after each other's kids. He is Aussie-born but New Zealand-connected, many of those kids, and many also played for the North Brisbane Māori Rugby League team, so it's wonderful to have a chat with Steve Bell. Hey Steve, tēnā koe, man. It's me, Dale.
Morena. Hey. Morena, thank you for having me on.
Tēnā koe, tēnā koe. Just remember always, brother, that the land cries out for your return, Steve Bell. Tēnā koe, mate. How long have you been over there, Steve?
About 20 years. I moved over here in 2005, and just after I finished high school.
Tēnā koe, tēnā koe. And Brisbane's home to many of our people. So it's really great to think that we've got a sort of village, a sort of urban marae, really, your gymnasium, Steve, where our people can feel comfortable to be themselves and to laugh in the way that we do as Māori and to high-five in the way that we do as proud people. Tell us more about how the gym has become more than just a gym. It sounds like it's become a wānanga as well, Steve. Tēnā koe. Kōrero mai, all my brother.
Kia ora. So for the North Rugby League, we, me and Derek Penny and Jojo Pryor, we they're our rangatira for our North Rugby League. So we got together and we wanted to create a space where people that don't really know their te reo Māori or wanting to learn, because there's not really much available around here. So we wanted to create that space where people felt they could learn and come together and just really connect. That's what it's about. Our motto is hono me hono anō, which obviously means connect and reconnect. So we've been doing that since the start of this year, and it's been really special. You know, we've got kids that they've never spoke te reo Māori, or they weren't brought up in that kind of space, and just to hear them speak te reo, learn our waiata, it's been really, really special.
Well, our whānau are intertwined with the rugby league community, Māori back here too, you know, sort of familiar with our brothers and sisters coming back from Oz, you know, to be part of our National Māori Tournament and always stand proudly too on their return home. You know, we've got so many of our whānau moving across into Aussie now, Steve, following in their footsteps. They don't lose their sense of identity. They don't lose their pride because they're living in a different land, quite the contrary. The waiata and haka sessions, I mean, one's about fitness, and that's always a combining kaupapa of kotahitanga. But to celebrate our reo, waiata, haka, these two are important aspects of what a gymnasium can be. It sounds more like a whānau than gym membership to me, though, Steve Bell. Is that how you'd describe it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're it's a really tight community, what we have built over the last 3 to 4 years. Predominantly Māori in our space. So it was a no-brainer for us to hold these te reo sessions.
We've got, team sports, but we're seeing a lot of interest in CrossFit and the like, which can be very intense, but also very uplifting for those who are involved in it. Talk with us about the day-to-day work, because it is a gymnasium that incorporates reo, waiata, and whanaungatanga, but deep at its core, I guess, is this drive for fitness and healthy body, healthy mind. What would you say about the commitment of those joining the gym? I'm sure they're doing it to get fit and to be physically active, and the reo, waiata, et cetera, is a bit of an add-on, or are some just coming along for the reo and waiata and not bothering about the gym gear, Steve?
Yeah, so we have a bit of a mixed bag there where, a lot of people love coming to the gym just to be a part of the community, but also we have people that just main focus is wanting to reconnect with their Māoritanga, you know, learn more of the language and just connect with people that are on that same journey, you know, trying to learn more about where they come from, their identity. That's probably the main driver, I suppose, for people coming for our te reo classes, is just to find their identity. We encourage the people, our people, to go back to whānau, go back to friends, just to learn where they actually come from and, you know, what drives them as well. But, yeah, obviously the gym side of it is the bonus as well, to get fit. And not everyone likes to be pushed too hard, but and that's okay. You know, we're there to have fun and connect.
Tēnā koe. Setting up gyms comes with costs, so you've got to be a bit of an entrepreneur and take a punt in business as well, don't you, Steve? How much have you invested in your space, your equipment, etc., to illustrate to others that, you know, sometimes you've just got to back yourself, Steve?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You kind of you got to get out of your comfort zone, and you got to you know, follow your heart and go for what you want in life. And it's not an easy slog, that's for sure. We started this journey in 2022, and just over time bought more and more stuff to fill out the space. Probably invested over 100K into the gym, but you know, it's rewarding at the same time.
Tēnā koe, mate. What time do you open? And I'm picking that you're probably at work right now, are you?
I've got my trainer on at the moment, so our first session starts at 5 a.m. and then we've got classes throughout the day.
Tēnā koe. You have a background in gym management or something of that nature, Steve?
I've worked in a couple of gyms in the past, but it's all just kind of something that I've picked up over time. I've kind of had the passion for it since I was 19, currently 38 now, so it's just something that my heart was calling for, and over time I've just built it up to what it was, and it helps when you've got a really, really good community and you know, good people, family behind you to back you.
Tēnā koe. How many of the gym members whakapapa Māori, from your understanding, Steve?
I'm going to say at least 80% of the members that come to the gym would be whakapapa Māori.
Well, isn't that great? And have beautiful Waiata Māori playing in the background, able to support each other. And the reo classes, etc., they are held separately to the gym work, or do you use reo as you're working out?
It's something that we might incorporate into our future sessions. But, you know, our classes are more of a side. It's only a new thing that we've introduced this year. So the more we run these sessions, the more that we want to, we would like to incorporate into our sessions with our members being Māori. So, yeah.
Great talking with you, mate. Look forward to seeing you back at Rotorua next time we have our National Māori Rugby League. But it is reassuring to know that our people, while they might be living on the other side of the Tasman, they've never really lost their aroha for our taha Māori ways. Steve Bell illustrating that, and proudly running his gymnasium out of Brisbane. What's the name of your gym, Steve?
The name of my gym is called Barbell Palace. If you just look that up on Instagram, you'll see our socials.
Barbell Palace. Steve Bell.
Palace. That's the one.
Yeah, Ngāti Maniapoto, Ngāti Kahungunu. All the best to you, brother. It's great talking with you across the Tasman. And appreciate you talking
with
us here on Māori Radio. Tēnā koe, brother. Ngā mihi.